Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's the last week of summer, at least according to an official calendar. And despite the interruption by Tropical Storm Irene, today's weather tells us there's still some time left for the beach.
And what is it about those summer spots? The smell of old cottages rented year after year, the boardwalk shops that sell the same taffy your grandparents ate. In today's Zip Code story, which is our ongoing literary series, we're going to go back to the coast, Provincetown to be exact.
And regarding zip code stories, this is how it works. Each month, we pick 4 zip codes in the greater Boston area. And this week, it's 02657, P-Town. And we're asking you to submit a short story, no more than 500 words, please, that takes place in one of the zip codes. And you can find out what the previous zip codes were and how to submit your stories at wbur.org/zip code.
Radio Boston is partnering with Boston's own audio literary magazine, The Drum, and with their help, we're going to pick the best story and ask you to read a piece of it on our air.
We asked Henriette Lazaridis Power, Zip Code Story co-creator and editor of The Drum, why some writers and readers are drawn to stories about vacation spots.
They're the places that we miss. They're the places that we're absent from for most of the time. And I think a lot of writing has to do with the writer putting him or herself in a place that's absent, trying to connect or reconnect with something that's missing.
And Cape Cod, of course, is ripe with that kind of possibility. Earlier this month, our colleague Anthony Brooks sat down with Jennifer Haig to talk about a short story that takes place in a town synonymous with vacation.
Jennifer, your latest novel, Faith, was published last spring, but we're going to talk about this short story, Bent. It's a lovely story about the loss of innocence. I loved it, but I have to say it made me so sad. It really did. Did you mean it to be so sad?
Oh, well, I didn't know that when I started writing it, but by the end of it, I certainly felt that too. It's really a story about a young man's first experience of regret.
Mm. And so let's talk a bit about it. I'm going to set up just a tiny bit, then I want you to set up a little more. It's set in Provincetown, and it's got a wonderful sense of place on the Cape. And it tells the story of two friends, Kip and Mike Finelli, who grew up together. They spent many of their summers together on the Cape. In your story, they're back as young college-age kids, and they're joined by Kip's French friend, Jean-Luc, right? And so what happens? Where does the story take us without giving it away?
Well, you know, I think stories about trios are always inherently interesting. There's a kind of inherent tension in any group of three. It's a slight imbalance. In this situation, Mike Finelli is the old friend, the best friend of Kip's childhood, and Jean-Luc is the cool new friend that he's met in the last few months and whom he'd really rather hang out with, but he feels this sort of lingering obligation to his childhood friend Mike and brings him along as usual. But the old friend and the new friend don't really click very well.
Right. And the new friend, Jean-Luc, this guy from France, he sort of brings a sophistication. At least that's what Kip thinks he brings. He knows how to attract women, for example, or girls, I guess we should say, right?
Well, that's much of the appeal of Jean-Luc, really, that Mike Finelli has no skill in that regard. And so Kip is looking forward to this kind of summer of chasing girls on the Cape with Jean-Luc. And he has to drag Mike along.
Right. So in this project, of course, we're talking a lot about place and about how place often seems like another character in the story. Tell us about the setting of this story, Cape Cod, and what it lends to the story.
Well, it occupies a really special place in Kip's imagination because it's the place he goes back to every year since early childhood. His family rents the same cottage every year, and there's a kind of unchanging quality to it that he really cherishes. This is the first year when it feels different.
Mm. There's a reading that begins on the top of page 12 there. I'd love you to just read that because I think it gives a little bit of sense of what you're talking about.
Okay, this takes place late at night. The three boys have been out at a bar in Provincetown, and now we're back at the cottage, and Kip's parents are asleep. Back at the cottage, the boys sit on the porch. For once, no one is talking, and Kip is not irritated. The joint they smoked on the beach helped. Did Kip imagine it, or was Jean-Luc pissed when Kip passed it to Finelli? Kip drains his beer and stares out across the bay. Moonlight spills across the water. In the distance, the lights of Provincetown are pinpricks in the night sky. He thinks of the blonde in her denim dress, the bright promise of the evening squandered. For no reason, he remembers the vacations of his childhood, when his parents took him and Heather to the drive-in movie at Wellfleet. Exhausted from the sun and sea, they fell asleep in minutes. The next morning, Kit barely remembered being carried into the cottage by his father and put into bed in his clothes. His parents have been asleep for hours now. They'll wake at dawn and clatter around the kitchen, making a huge breakfast.
So there's this sweet, sad counterpoint between his memory of these summers he had on the Cape and the week these young men are actually having. I was also struck by this. It's such a guy story. It's about guys told from a sort of a guy's perspective. What made you decide to take that on?
Well, you know, it's what I've always done in a certain way. I guess I had this sort of traditional education where somehow I internalized the lesson that literature is written by men, about men, for men. Hmm. And for most of my early years as a short story writer, I wrote only about men and often from a male point of view. And it was just a lesson I'd taken on unconsciously. And it's only in recent years that I've started to write about women at all.
Interesting. Now, getting back to the setting, you live in Hull, another waterfront community. What made you decide to set this on the Cape rather than Hull, for example?
Hull is the town where I really live, but to me, the Cape has always been a vacation place. Mm. And so my own feelings about it are very much tied to that kind of summer ritual.
Jennifer Haag, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jennifer Haag is the author of various novels, including Baker Towers, Mrs. Kimball, The Condition, and most recently, Faith. Her short story, Bent, is set on Cape Cod.
And you can read Jennifer Haag's short story, Bent, and find a link to her reading it in full or an extended excerpt on The Drum, all at our website, wbur.org/zipcode. And while you're there, you can find out the guidelines to submit your own short story. We cannot wait to read what you've got.